Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is 379, Expert Witness Horror Stories. The defense attorney stomped into the courtroom, radiating nervous energy and anger. She dropped a copy of my nursing malpractice text onto her counsel table. When I looked at her, I knew that as the plaintiff's nursing expert, I was in for an expert witness courtroom battle. This is Pat Iyer, and you're listening to Iyer's Insights, one of the twice-weekly shows of Legal Nurse Podcast. My client had asked me to testify on behalf of a man who was injured by an intramuscular injection in his buttock. He developed foot drop. He testified he felt an immediate pain that ran down his leg. There was nothing in the medical record that substantiated these symptoms. My direct examination went smoothly, and then I braced myself for the cross-examination. In her short skirt and high heels, the defense attorney stalked over to the witness box and began her cross. She was quick in her questioning and eager to pounce. We sparred until she got to these questions, which went along these lines. Attorney, did you see anything in the medical record that said the patient had pain down his leg? I said no. The attorney asked, the plaintiff testified he told the doctor about this. Would you expect the physician to document this if this happened? I said, I can't comment on what doctors are supposed to write or their standard of care. The attorney said, now come on, Nurse Iyer, you know what happens in hospitals and how medical records are put together. If the patient had told his doctor, would you expect to see the information in the medical record? I said, I can't comment on that. Attorney said, why didn't the physician put the information in the medical record? At this point, my client might have objected to the continuing line of questions. I should have stuck to my guns and said, I don't know. Instead, I made a big mistake, and I said, sometimes when there's a bad outcome, there's a cover-up. The attorney said, I want a mistrial. Oh, this was a bad move on my part. The judge, who had been mild up to that point, leaned over from her bench, and she breathed fire and smoke. Nurse Iyer, you know better than to say that. You've been in my courtroom before. She paused, and every eye in the courtroom was on me. I willed the floor to open and deposit me out of sight. The defense attorney again asked for a mistrial. The courtroom battle continued after the judge took a break, and she returned to the courtroom to tell the jury to disregard what I said. It is true that there are sometimes cover-ups after bad outcomes, but we do not have evidence it occurred here. The defense attorney was even angrier by this remark and asked for a mistrial yet again. The judge brushed the request aside. My cross-examination continued. The attorney took my nursing malpractice book off the table and she opened it up to the preface. She said, isn't it true you wrote this book for plaintiff attorneys? She spat out those words, plaintiff attorneys. Since I've been trained to always request to see what the attorney is referring to when quoting my words, I took the book from her hands and said, it says this book is written for plaintiff attorneys, defense attorneys, risk managers, and insurance claims adjusters. The defense attorney asked for a mistrial again because I used the word insurance. The judge denied her request. The defense attorney finished up her cross-examination with my textbook by saying, "Isn't it true you wrote that the expert should present information to the jury to the lowest common denominator?" I believe the attorney thought the phrase would insult the jurors. I replied that the expert should explain things so that the jury could understand her. The attorney finally said these wonderful words, "This is all." My courtroom battle was over. My client was gracious when I apologized for causing so much trouble. I learned some valuable lessons. When asked the same question over and over, simply stick to the same answer. Do not attempt to speculate as to why people did what they did. I should have simply said, "I don't know why the doctor did not chart the complaints." You can't expect to anticipate how your words will be used. I've written extensively. I never dreamt the preface to that book could be twisted into something negative. And the jurors probably were not offended by the lowest common denominator. An acquaintance of mine who was an attorney said, "Pat, don't worry. The lowest common denominator on that jury did not know what the phrase meant." My client lost the case and was not able to appeal the decision. He said the only good part of the experience is that the judge disliked him so much that she forbid him from ever trying a case in front of her again. He was overjoyed with not having to face her again. That was a win for him and a somewhat happy ending to my courtroom battle. Before we continue, I will share details of a free masterclass. How interested are you in adding or expanding a profitable legal nurse consultant service locating expert witnesses? As a legal nurse consultant looking at expanding your services, I've got good news for you. I'll show you how to add this service so you can help more clients and make more money. In this free one-hour masterclass called Get More Clients by Locating Expert Witnesses, you will discover why it's profitable to locate expert witnesses, how to provide a valuable service that attorneys need, how to identify the attributes of an excellent expert, and how to review resumes for qualifications, and much more. Watch this training at this link, http://lnc.tips/locateexperts. That's all one word, http://lnc.tips/locateexperts. And for more podcasts on the expert witness role, listen to 233 about troubles of an expert witness, or 265, which concerns traps experts fall into. Check out 306 on marketing the expert witness role, and 315, which consists of frequently asked questions about being an expert. You'll find these shows at podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. Now I want to go through another mistake made by an expert witness. This expert destroyed his credibility in a deposition. Here's what happened. A woman suffered a stroke and had a cardiac arrest. The plaintiff contended that the treating doctor should have done diagnostic tests when this woman was first disoriented and been transferred to ICU, where she could have been more closely monitored. The physician expert sitting in the deposition room on behalf of the defense had been contacted by the plaintiff attorney 2 years before he was contacted by the defense attorney and before the case was filed. He prepared handwritten notes for the plaintiff attorney that stated the case was meritorious as to both liability and causation. He had declined at that time to go on record as a plaintiff expert because he knew some of the physicians involved. He forgot he wrote the notes, and apparently he forgot the case. During the deposition, the expert testified there had been no breach in the standard of care. After 2 hours of testimony at this expert's deposition, The plaintiff attorney confronted the physician with his own handwritten notes. His notes prove that 2 years before he appeared at the deposition for the defense, he thought the case was meritorious. The plaintiff's attorney had made the strategic decision to say nothing until the expert was deposed. Questions for the deposition were crafted using the wording of the report that the plaintiff's attorney had pulled out of his briefcase and marked as an exhibit. The expert admitted that the report was in his handwriting with his signature affixed. A $1.1 million settlement was reached in this Michigan case. How many cases do you think this expert is reviewing now? Attorneys talk, and word of this expert witness's mistake no doubt spread among attorneys. Experts never want to get caught in this trap. Their credibility will be destroyed. This scenario might happen to a busy expert who reviews lots of cases and has sloppy records. Good record keeping is essential. If you're an expert witness, make sure you have some type of record keeping system that allows you to look up the name of a plaintiff and defendant to ensure you have not already reviewed the case. If you run an expert witness referral service that provides experts, make sure you have not already provided the case to an expert before. It's also a conflict for your expert witness referral service to supply experts to both the plaintiff and the defense attorney for the same case. Be sure you check your records before you supply a CV of an expert. Avoid embarrassment by taking a few minutes to check. Be sure to check out my masterclass about the profitability of an expert witness location service in a free masterclass. The link to join that is http://lnc.tips/locate-experts. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on legalnursebusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at legalnursebusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lncu.com. And my last website, the lncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.